Hello, hello,
Yo,
what is going on, brother?
what's good, my brother? Cooling, man. Another day.
Yeah, another day.
Oh,
Special day in the NBA.
yeah, trade deadline day.
What you want to do? You want to get into sports now? You want to cover the other stuff?
Let's go ahead and get to the sports. Let's look at the sports first. We want to start with the NBA? Oh, you
Sure.
want? Okay.
Hot topic.
So today was trade deadline day, and I guess we can get right to the meat and potatoes, the blockbuster.
Yeah, the deal we never thought. Well, I never thought it was gonna happen. I can't speak for you.
Well, no, I didn't think it was. If I recall correctly, I think you foreshadowed it happening over me and sure. So before we get into the trade, I just feel like I should throw this out here, right? Like, shouldn't in 2022, shouldn't by now we have to replace the word blockbuster since that's been like exiled out of like commission for like years now? Like,
Yeah.
shouldn't it be like
Something. Man,
Netflix or Hulu or
Blockbuster is a thing of the past,
something
bruh.
by now? Yeah, like, yeah, Netflix trade of the year or something, but yeah, that would be two perennial Eastern Conference contenders. Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers have agreed to swap superstars, I guess, depending on your viewing of Ben Simmons. James Harden for Ben Simmons, as well as Seth Curry, and who's the other guy?
Andre Drummond
Andre Drummond
and two first round
and two
picks.
first round picks. Yeah, gotta love those picks. Wow. So I guess, I like to say, like, I really don't believe in coincidences, and then like I'm more along the lines of like something always tends to happen, and then it makes you look back and realize like all of this wasn't a coincidence. You know what I mean? It's crazy because I know you hear me say that a lot, and it's just like this is just another situation where this fits into that. You know what I mean? And the sore hammy, and like you had mentioned the threatening to get fat again and all.
Wow, nigga, that man weaponizing his weakness. That was crazy.
You feel about this trade, man?
I'm surprised, man. I think a few things gotta you know what I'm saying, happen for either team to really benefit from it. If Brooklyn or New Jersey, what was it, the mayor or whatever, they lift the ban.
Yeah, that's gonna come down to the governors and all
The governor.
that.
Yeah, they lift that and Brooklyn could get strong if Kyrie and KD can stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? And depending on what kind of Ben Simmons we get, it'll be interesting to see him play with them. You know what I'm saying? And then, Jinx knock on wood, I don't want to, because no, Embiid has health issues. You know what I'm saying? He's been straight, you know what I'm saying? This year, been looking like an MVP candidate,
Facts.
but that's a one injury away from that trade being like useless, you
You
know what I'm saying?
and now you done gave up the Seth Curry, you know what I'm saying? Who was a key integral part of like the
Yeah, best shooter,
lineup.
man.
So saying, let's say that I guess we could do that was the worst case scenario. Let's do best case scenario. Philly stays healthy. Brooklyn can get healthy. And I don't want to, at least not on air, I don't want to come off as like a super conspiracy theorist, but I really feel like the governor and all of them are in cahoots. You know what I'm saying? I really felt like they probably, we're not gonna lift the bang. Y'all don't got a championship team like that anyway. Get a team together and then we'll think about it. You know what I'm saying? And now that they done fake got a team together, just so happened that the meeting would be this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, them coincidences.
Yeah, just
quotations.
Yeah, just so happened the meeting is this weekend. So, let's say that goes through according to plan. Is Brooklyn the favorite again to at least get to the finals? Well, let's do
one. How about I say one or two? How about I say one or two? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I think Philly might be all right too, but it's all going to depend on Harden.
Right.
I think I thought the Brooklyn one would work better because he ain't got to do all the heavy lifting.
Yes. He is going to have to
do some heavy lifting, even though Embiid is that guy.
Right.
You only got one other guy to Curry versus having two potential guys to help you Curry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we'll see how that work out unless, you know what I'm saying, Philly just becomes a full team if they can get somebody to J. Cole face ass who they was trying to move.
Tobias.
Yeah, Tobias Harris and Maxey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's been playing good, but he might need to step it up if they want to get over that hump and get to a championship and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have the others step up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially when you're going to be going against a Brooklyn or a Milwaukee. Chicago is still surging, and a team that, you know, nobody really talks about, but they're number one right now in the East, the Heat.
Yeah, Cleveland's.
Yeah.
They made like a nice little move.
Definitely. And that's what, I guess that's what you want to see, like, from this team's going for it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
you gotta take advantage of this. Like, you ain't think you'll be here. Like, Cleveland, like, you know what I'm saying, making a move. Ricky Rubio went down.
Mm-hmm.
They made a move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's go get Caris LeVert.
Right.
So that was one of the other trades. Indiana kind of just, like, I guess I wouldn't say they bottomed out. You know what I mean? They traded a few of their players away.
Uh-huh.
Including DeMontis Sabonis, who I was clamoring for the Celtics to get, you know what I mean? this, you know, and ended up with Tice. So I know Brad recognized the need for one of a big man, but he just, you know, he's in love with Tice clearly. But he was traded to the Sacramento Kings, and the deal that involved Buddy Hill, was that Buddy Hill, right? And Tyrese Haliburton.
Oh, yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Which was seen as a shock, complete shock around the NBA. Not the Buddy Hill part, but the Haliburton part, because he seemed like he was going to be the future of Sacramento. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they also came out at points and times and said he was untouchable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I guess it is what it is when you're trying to make these deals.
Yeah,
got to bend a little bit.
Yeah, and bend they did, because they definitely shipped them too, as well as Tristan Thompson too. My bad, I won't leave him out.
Yeah, he's trying to seek a buyout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's gonna want to go join a contender. He'll go join like the Heat or somebody that'll fit his style. You know what I mean?
Yeah, somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
He
a little episode. Keeping
yeah.
up with the Kardashians and all.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, you know, it'd be a knucklehead on the court, it'd be cheating off the court. Miami, the perfect city, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, how you feel about? Nah, don't get me wrong. You know, the Pacers and Kings, not really. I mean, the Kings are fighting for the play-in spot, I guess. Pacers, I think, have if not the worst record in the league, then they're like top three or bottom three, I should say. Now, how you feel about like these type of trades?
I'm not really too much of a fan of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like going to terrible teams. I be wishing these players, you know what I'm saying, could go to a contender, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody on the brink of being a contender.
Right.
To make them better versus them wasting out. Like you said, I'm a big fan of Sabonis, and damn, sucks. You know what I'm saying? He would be rotting in fucking Sacramento and shit.
Facts. Damn, and it just makes you think, like, maybe these teams aren't willing to do deals with, like, the contenders or the teams on the brink of contention. You know what I mean?
That's also a thing, too, you know what I'm saying? So some people are petty, spiteful, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to help out the competition, and they got their right. And you, as you see with the Nets and Sixers, some are maybe a little bit more willing to work.
Yeah,
with competition and shit.
Right. If it's a, all right, we're gonna help y'all get better, but y'all gonna be helping us get better, and then may the best team win. Which, for, you know, if you're fighting for a championship, then why not? You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of shows like a little bit of immaturity on these other from these other GMs. Yeah. Well, I don't want to do deals with them. I don't want to make the rivals better and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So we also have a Mavericks and Wizards trade. The Mavericks sent out Kristaps Porzingis and a second round pick to the Washington Wizards in exchange for Spencer Dinwiddie and on-again, off-again sharpshooter Davis Bertans. I mean, not really a needle mover, but I get, you know, like we talk about all the time. Your team is like in that middle tier pack, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the moment, you probably can't really afford to bring in another star, let alone who's going to, you know, who can you get at the moment.
Right.
But you got to try. And this is like what I be talking about as far as like, let's just try something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We know this not working out.
Yeah. This I'm not too mad at. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You get off that crazy contract from Porzingis.
Right.
Who's get his sigh ass about it. Like you said, it might not be for the right now. You know what I'm saying? They might not have a team to contend right now.
Right.
But you set yourself up for the future, and they're going to be players in upcoming free agencies to get Luka some help or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're expedited by getting Porzingis ass about it.
Right. And getting that max money off the books.
Right.
ASAP. Because that is highway robbery.
And you pick up some potential pieces. You know what I'm saying? Especially Dibley. Maybe he can come too. Maybe Bertans, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you can work with him and maybe get him in a better shooting rhythm and shit. You know what I'm saying? Never know.
All right. And just get Bertans in the gym with Kleber. And I really feel like...
Why?
I'm so
why do you like birds? Yeah, you got a whole Dirk Nowitzki there. And you going to talk about some motherfucking...
Get him in. You be saying the clutch shots Kleber be hitting, man. You know what I'm saying?
Kleber, they clutch or luck?
Clutch. You know what I'm saying? No such thing as luck, man. But moving on, we're gonna stick with the Wizards because they, you know, were making a couple of moves today. They traded Montrezl Harrell to the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Ish Smith, who is on his way back to DC. And Vernon Carey Jr. I have no idea who that is.
Who? Snoop Dogg meme. Who?
Mm-hmm. This is, if I'm not mistaken, the tidbit that I heard from this is Ish Smith. I want to say his 10th time being traded or something like that.
Oh wow!
And he's already been on 12 teams for his stay in the NBA.
Journeyman.
Yeah. I guess this is just the Wizards bringing back a familiar face. They're clearly going to tank this thing going forward.
Yeah, they desperately need a point guard. Nothing matters, but you know what I'm saying? Because they got rid of Spencer because of conflict within the locker room.
Right.
Need a point guard.
Right. And the Hornets pick up Montrezl Harrell, man, who I think they lost one of their big men for extended amount of time, and I think Gordon Hayward was going to be out for a long time. He had a serious ankle injury. Get better soon.
Sheesh.
Yeah, well, we heard that before, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So how you like this Montrezl Harrell to Charlotte thing?
Solid pickup for them. Nice hustle, man, you know what I'm saying? He lost a big man. It's a nice addition, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he can help out, hold it down. They're in the running for the playoffs, right? Playing spot or lower seed, yeah. For sure, right?
Yeah, I think Charlotte is maybe the fifth or sixth. Nah, they're after us. I think Charlotte's eighth. Yeah, so you're right, yeah. Playing.
So, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully hold down. for maybe get into the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? Get them young guys some talent, you know what I'm saying? Make some experience, excuse me. You know what I'm saying?
So we're gonna continue on with the East, because this is where a bulk of the deals are coming from. Derrick White was acquired by the Boston Celtics in exchange for Josh Richardson, Romeo Langford, and a 2022 first round pick that is top four protected. Oh, that is giving up. I did not see the first round pick attached to that. That is giving up a lot. That's begging the Spurs GM to do this solid for us. Derrick White is a nice combo guard. He's kind of like, to me, I can understand why they did this. He's kind of like a more, I feel like he's a slightly better offensive version of Marcus Smart. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He plays like the tenacious defense, and he can just shoot, and he knows how to finish at the rim. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he's been in this Spurs system where he's been basically programmed to be like a team player and unselfish and all of that type of stuff. So I like getting that player back, but I really wish we could have kept like Josh Richardson too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be the thing with some trades, man. You give up some players you want to keep.
Yeah,
it's like I want to get better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like a lateral move. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep Richardson and get him.
Yeah, like get him. Could have gave him shoulders, huh, man? You know what I'm saying? But it's a decent move. You know a lot about Derrick White or not?
Nah, I don't. You know what I'm saying? I haven't watched the Spurs play in so fucking long, bro.
Yeah, they've been irrelevant for like.
Yeah, like, I don't really see no more TV or nothing for real. When I think about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I watch like the highlights and stuff, and he's a solid player for the Spurs. So definitely look forward to having him. And we need him ASAP too, because I guess we'll get to it in a little bit once we talk about that second trade the Celtics made. The influx of players going out but not coming back in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Next one up is a four-team deal, which saw the Detroit Pistons receive Marvin Bagley III, the Clippers receive Rodney Hood and Semi Ojeleye, and the Bucks receive Serge Ibaka, a 2022 second-round pick, and a 2024 second-round pick. And then sees the Sacramento Kings receive Josh Jackson, Trey Lyles, and Dante DiVincenzo. So the Kings are making like a bunch of little subtle moves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to bring in a piece here and a piece there. Even though I don't know why you I guess like you said, you got to bend the.
Yeah.
Because you know they got Sabonis. They did get that. DiVincenzo is going to be a nice role player there. I'm just assuming De'Aaron Fox is going to be the guy, you know what I mean? Since they gave up Hill and Halliburton. They still had Spider, little brother, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, the Bucks getting Serge Ibaka, I guess, you know, we've seen a lot of Clippers. We watch a lot of Clippers games, you know, at least in the playoffs and all of that. And Kawhi's been hurt. PG's been gone. But I don't really remember seeing too much of Serge Ibaka. You?
Nah, not too much. I think he was kind of hurt, too. You know what I'm saying? At some point.
Okay.
During the last couple years we've been watching him.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot they had him. And I think he was just about to come back off injury. They was like the commentators would talk about him and shit.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, that's a decent move for the Bucks if he's, you know what I'm saying, if he's healthy, you know what I'm saying? Because I think the Lopez brother, they got hurt, right?
Yeah, Brook Lopez has not played at all this season. He has a lower back injury. They've been going with Bobby Portis as the center.
Oh, okay, so yeah, that helps out your
the depth.
Big man right there. Yeah,
yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, bring him off the bench. And then the Clippers. get Rodney Hood and Semi Ojeleye. Rodney Hood is pretty decent. They're bringing in a bunch of wings here.
That was one of your guys, right, Ojeleye?
Yeah, he used to play for the Celtics, correct. Uh-huh. Yeah, and then he went to Milwaukee. I think we traded him to Milwaukee like last offseason for like a second round pick or something like that. And then they're getting the influx because they got I guess we'll get to that, the Covington deal and all of that. So how do you feel about this trade?
Like I said, I like the for the Bucks, you know what I'm saying, trying to stay on pace, you know what I'm saying, to keep contending or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You lost one of your big pieces.
Right.
And Lopez, he hasn't played this year, so trying to fill that void, you know what I'm saying, to gear up for another run. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, like I said, not much of a noodle mover to me.
Yeah, yeah. Detroit getting Marvin Bagley. And
Detroit ain't really doing shit. Yeah.
So we'll go next. The Pacers, again, sent out Torrey Craig, who is one of the, I guess, lower or end of the bench kind of guys, to Phoenix Suns for up-and-coming big man Jalen Smith.
Okay, Merlin.
Yeah. So, obviously, with Ayton and McGee manning most of the big man minutes for the Suns, if they're not doing small ball, there's really not enough, you know, wiggle room for Jalen Smith to really thrive. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. And a young guy can go over there, get some time.
Yep. Without Sabonis there anymore, and now Miles Turner is, I guess they're going to keep him, I guess, you know what I mean? And like you said, get some time and thrive. Mm-hmm. So that will bring us to our next Boston trade, which was basically a salary dump. And we traded PJ Dozier and Bobo, who we just acquired 2 weeks ago. Both are out.
That's crazy.
Both are out for the season. But Brad Stevens, he's a new GM in the league, so I guess what he's doing is he's trying to show other GMs that he's not Danny Ainge, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Danny Ainge left a very sour taste in like a lot of GMs' mouths. That's why it was hard for him to do deals, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So Brad Stevens is, he's helping other teams out, and in turn, other teams are helping him out, I guess, you know what I mean?
Okay, good, building relationships.
Yeah, so they sent Bobo and PJ Dozier, who are both out for the season. Bobo with the foot injury, PJ Dozier with a torn ACL, to the Orlando. And a second round pick and cash consideration. So now we know what the driving force of that move was. for a second round pick, which would be top 55 protected. So that's basically what it is, a salary dump. You know, we weren't going to use these guys anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
No, really need to harp on this trade.
You know? Only thing I would say is, like, this is like, I could be wrong, but, like, I'm just noticing, I've never really seen too many injured people get traded. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I didn't even know you can do that. You know what I'm saying? But I guess, like I was talking tonight, I guess he was saying you know what I'm saying, last year the deal or some shit like that. And I guess, like you said, for dumping salaries and shit.
Right.
Expiring contracts and shit.
Mm-hmm. And just teams, just teams doing solid for each other.
True.
Yeah, so it is crazy. I guess I would have to be on a running a team like the Magic or something. We just have no shot, absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll help y'all out. We'll take on the money for y'all and get these niggas out of here after the season. You know what I'm saying? So that would bring us to our third Boston trade, which saw the Celtics trade Dennis Schroeder, Bruno Fernando, and Enes Freedom, formerly Enes Kanter, to the Houston Rockets in exchange for Daniel Tice. And,
huh? About to say, we was talking, wasn't that enough added to that?
Nah, yeah, that's we was crazy. Waiting. I was waiting.
It just sounds wild.
Yeah. So Dennis Schroeder and two big men for Daniel Tice. And this is two things that I'm thinking here. And this is one, Brad Stevens must be in love with Daniel Tice, clearly. And two, he's trying to dump more salary to do another deal or something, maybe in the buyout market or something. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, that is a thing.
Yeah. And before I turn it over to you to get your opinion on this one, I want to say incomplete. The Celtics traded away 7 players today and only got back 2. So that there are 5 open roster spots at the moment. So, what do you feel about this trade?
I was just surprised, like, that Danny Tice can net that much, you know what I'm saying? I really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think either team gets better. Like, Houston ain't worried about winning that right now. And, like, Danny Tice, y'all already had him, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think he's going to push y'all to make y'all more of a contender and nothing like that. So, I was just, like, surprised that, you know what I'm saying, it cost that much just to get a Daniel Tice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just blinded by Daniel Schroeder because he's a name, you know what I'm saying?
Right, like right.
Said, I guess he hasn't been playing the best. I know you rather have somebody else.
I would, because the thing is, it's been written on the wall since, like, he signed here that he wasn't going to finish the season here.
Okay.
And it's like, looking at what the team needs, we need shooters. Like, that's why I was asked. That's why I was like, yeah, I'd have took the Dante DiVincenzo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you see, like, some of the players that's being passed around, like the hit Buddy Hill or the Halliburtons or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'd have took them or go try to talk to somebody else, like, for their sharpshooters or something like that. But I don't know. Like, I guess I'm kind of on the fence about this whole thing. I'm really just trying to give them the benefit of the doubt and hope it's just other moves that they got lined up. But at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know. I done seen this too many times before. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, like you said, that's a lot for to get Daniel Tice. But, man, so the next trade we have is between the Toronto Raptors and the San Antonio Spurs. And the Spurs are basically just, like, helping everybody out this trade deadline. You know, they got tons and tons of cap room, so why not, right?
Uh-huh.
They're trading away Thaddeus Young, Drew Eubanks, and a 2022 second-round pick that came from Detroit for Goran Dragic, a 2022 first-round pick, and it has a lottery protection this year, so that means the top 15, if it's top 15, then they won't get the first-round pick. If it's after that, they will get it. But if the pick lands in the lottery, then it turns into 2 seconds. Oh, for the Spurs next year. You had said off air about the Goran Dragic probably being bought out. So how do you feel about this deal? Where you see him potentially landing?
It was said the Mavs, but I don't know now since they got Spencer Dinwiddie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they had the other guard, Bronson, down. You know, so it's like, how many guards are they going to get, you know what I'm saying? If that was happening, I don't know what guys go now. You, like you say, maybe could go back to Miami,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and also, I don't think they need him.
Who?
I know they said the Lakers gonna be active in the buyout market since they didn't make any moves, but mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. the next trade would be, Aaron Holiday, who was on the Wizards, he's going to the Phoenix Suns in exchange for cash. Doesn't say the amount of cash, but that's what he's going for. A little bit of money. And so if you was in the league, right? And let's say you got traded. Would you be a little bit more offended if you just got traded for money? Or would you at least want to, you know, feel like you're worth another player or something?
Yeah, I might be offended, but hopefully, like, I'd be going to a better scenario, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, he is.
Like, like going from Washington to Phoenix to, you know what I'm saying, definitely probably going to be in the playoffs. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'd be a little bit bad, but I'd get over it.
Mm-hmm. And we already touched on it, but to say it officially for all parties involved, the Pacers in Sacramento, in which the Pacers receive Haliburton, Buddy Hield, and Tristan Thompson, and the Kings will receive Domantas Sabonis, Justin Holiday, Jeremy Lamb, and a 2023 second round pick. Like we said earlier, the two teams that's pretty much out of it, just making moves, you know what I'm saying? Building for the future. We'll see how. We'll have to just keep tabs on this, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And then the trade that pretty much kicked off this week between the Trailblazers and the Clippers, which saw the Trailblazers get Eric Bledsoe, Keon Johnson, Justice Winslow, and a 2025 second-round pick in exchange for Robert Covington and Norman Powell, who is emerging as an excellent wing player in the league. How'd you feel about this one? This is a nice pickup for the Clippers.
Yeah, nice pickup for the Clippers, but I just don't understand what the hell they're doing in Portland. You know what I'm saying? You give up Powell, you give up CJ,
mm-hmm.
and you don't really put nothing around Dame. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is Dame playing?
No, Dame's out for the season pretty much.
Okay, all right, man. I was about to say. Now it kind of makes more sense now. I guess you just clear all this shit off, just quote-unquote tank this year.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good draft pick, hopefully, and maybe hopefully you can convince some people to come down here and play with Dame and shit.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, good luck to them.
Dame, I love you. I'm not moving my family to Portland, Slim. and that will bring us to the next Trailblazer trade, which was see the aforementioned, you mentioned CJ McCollum, Larry Nance Jr., and Tony Snell will be shipped to the Pelicans in exchange for Nikhil Alexander Walker, Josh Hart, Didi Luzada, Thomas Satoransky, who will then be later traded to the Spurs, and a 2022 first round pick, 2026 second round pick, and a 2027 second round pick. Sheesh. do you have the same statement as last time about this trade too?
Yeah, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They got a nice player in CJ or whatever.
Yeah. If
they can get your boy back in camp.
Oh, who's my boy? I got no boys. I ain't got no boys down there with the Pelican, man.
Zion, man.
Yeah, right.
Team A, man.
If anybody was Team A with the Pelicans, it'd be Ingram, man.
But yeah, if they can, it looks nice on paper. You know what I'm saying? Ingram, Zion, and CJ, you know what I'm saying? But remains to be seen. I don't know what's going on with Zion, man. Did he try to pull a Harden? He trying to get shipped up out of there?
I wouldn't blame him.
Because the reports did come out say he didn't want to be there, right?
Yeah. And it only took him, it took Anthony Davis at least a few seasons before he realized he had to go. It took Zion about 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I mean, sometimes, man, you just, like we say it all the time, it's not rocket science, bro. You can tell who's trying to win and who's not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And as much as we not stupid, the players that's going through it definitely ain't stupid. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So, we're going to see how that turns out. I know they'll probably give up everything they have in New York to get him to the Knicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was looking for that to happen today. You know what I'm saying? Didn't get it.
Right.
Then, Knicks, another team that was quiet. Thought it was gonna be a lot active, more active, or whatever.
After making ill-advised trades for Cam Reddish and all that,
yeah, didn't even want him and shit.
Yeah. So that will bring us to our next trade, which still involves the Portland Trail Blazers. Is as I mentioned before, the Spurs will receive Thomas Satoransky, a 2027 second round pick. The Jazz would receive Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Juan Hernan Gomez, who was with the Celtics earlier this season. And the Trailblazers will receive Elijah Hughes, Joe Ingles from the Jazz, and a 2022 second-round pick. Now, Joe Ingles is out for the season with a torn ACL. But, you know, I don't know. I think he's an aspiring contract, so ain't no telling if he's staying or not. You know what I mean?
All right.
he would be a nice fit on a bunch of teams, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can always use them shooters.
Yeah, facts. So, again, it's not really what do you feel? Not really no needle moving, but
yeah, it's not a sexy trade.
Yeah. This is just teams just making deals, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
At this point. You know, hey, deadline coming up. Let's just do it because we can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next we will see the Cavs and Pacers make a trade, which would see the Pacers receiving Ricky Rubio, who is out for the season. A 2022 first round pick. 2022 second round pick and a 2027 second round pick in exchange for Caris LeVert and a 2022 second round pick. This is a nice pickup for the Cavs. What you think?
Yeah, like I said, that's a nice pickup for the Cavs. Sucks to see my boy leave. Big Rubio fan. But out for the season. Expiring contract. They made that trade to try to stay afloat for the season. You never know. Like, the Hawks was in the Eastern Conference Finals. You never know, man.
Right. And that will wrap up our trade scenarios for this deadline special. So, I'm pretty much besides Brooklyn and Philly, all these trades are just like, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm outside of, like you said, the Cavs. And the main two is just, you know what I'm saying, Brooklyn and Philly to really make a play for this year. Like, maybe, like I said, Dallas setting up maybe for the future. Right. Everybody else is, like, kind of blah, I believe.
Right. And I guess, you know, the next thing after the deadline passes, the next thing that everybody, like, gets hype about is the buyout market for some reason. You know, I'm not too big on the buyout market because, unless it's just like somebody of like serious stature was traded and they get a buyout or something.
Yeah, like I said, we haven't heard anything bubbling. The only thing we heard was Tristan and Gordon.
Yeah, and when, yeah, could do without neither one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Gordon hurting old, and Tristan is just Tristan.
Yeah, so it is what it is. So your Hawks, man, not making any moves, man. What you thinking, man?
Really? I'm not surprised. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been surprised. I think the only thing, you know what I'm saying, niggas kept trying to talk about John Collins. I'd have been super mad if we did that.
Right.
And, yeah, like I said, I'm not surprised, man, make no moves. Made that one dumbass move, fucking getting rid of Cam and shit.
Right. Yeah, I never, like, quite understood the getting rid of talent. Like, that's a problem you want to have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, too much talent on you.
Yeah, that's on the coach that, like, you got to figure that out, bro. You know what I mean?
Right.
No, I don't know. It just, to me, it's just, it don't be difficult to see who's really trying and who's not.
Yeah, I don't see how you can, you know what I'm saying, not have that, just like have him come in as a backup three, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe start him or some shit, you know what I'm saying? I go, fuck, yeah, like you said, you just gotta make that shit work.
Like,
it's not like it's an abundance of talent in front of him that he can't see the court and shit.
Right. And you can see, like, and it's the same thing. It's like the same thing every year. The top teams in the conference always making moves. And then you got the teams like that, or like I said with the Celtics, like where you're just sending talent out.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's kind of like a backwards mentality. But, you know, maybe like I said, I guess we gotta fake hold the reservation to see what the future holds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Lakers, they didn't make a move, man. It wasn't a lot of needle moving deals that was talked about with them either. I mean, let's talk about Westbrook for John Wall, and Lord knows they was dangling Horton Tucker to every single team trying to see what they can get. You know, but I don't know if you saw the game last night, but they lost to the G League Blazers.
Yeah, I heard. And I definitely didn't watch that shit.
Yeah. So, Russell Westbrook and LeBron. Well, Russell Westbrook was out last night with a lower back issue, and what a lot of people think he was pulling a James Harden and just seeing if the team could do better without him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I got a funny little tidbit because we all know Westbrook's been struggling this season, and he hasn't played up to like what we normally see from Westbrook. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Triple Double and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, this morning on Twitter, Patrick Beverly tweeted out, "I remember when somebody said all I do is run around. I'm not really good at defense." And I'm tricking the fans. Well, who's the ultimate magician this year?
I did see that. Spicy.
do you like the back and forth? I mean, it's not a back and forth technically, but do you like the spicy antics in the NBA, man?
Yeah, I like it, man. I like it. The sports, rap music, whatever, man. That should be hilarious, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's super
duper. He waited a while to get that dig back in.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We know what it is with them two. It's up.
Yeah. Man, no, he got to slum out eventually, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was just a little funny tidbit on that. Other than that, we got a little Super Bowl predictions, man.
Yeah, Super Bowl predictions.
All right.
Pro Bowl talk or whatever.
Ah, boy. Which one is what we gonna do first? Let's do the Pro Bowl first, man.
Yeah, maybe I said this ain't gotta be a long drawn out thing. I mean, like, bro, like we don't expect too much from the Pro Bowl, you know what I'm saying? But like niggas used to actually play some football though. Like, is that to the point now? Niggas is jogging.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That grant, I know, like you said, it's a couple months before free agency and all that. You don't want to get hurt and all that shit. Cool. But this shit is ridiculous, bro. Like,
did they watch anything? He's seen how to walk through than that, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, literally, a light jog, though, on the field, man. That shit was crazy.
They won a training camp. That's what it was.
Yeah. That shit was sad, man.
It's just coming down to, like, time changing. And the earth is changing, and we're like we're really in like a finesse era. Everything we gotta finesse, everything that we can finesse. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go get this bonus money from the Pro Bowl. We ain't gotta play hard though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we got the automatic excuse that's gonna hit every time. We don't want to get hurt. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, the NFL is gonna have to step in and do something. I don't know if they will. I know Shannon Sharpe has said something along the lines of just like completely scrapping the game and just stopping it at the nominations. Like once you get nominated for the Pro Bowl,
right? The game is trash. I vote to scrap it, but you know it's a money grab, cash grab. They're not gonna do this shit.
Yeah,
that shit is terrible.
People paying to see those tickets and. Like I said, if I could afford that kind of stuff and I could, you know, maybe go there and maybe score me an autograph from my favorite player, assuming he's playing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then I would definitely would try to do that. Yeah, I mean, it does have some cool moments, though. Got the Diggs brothers checking each other, you know what I'm saying? My boy Justin Herbert won the MVP offense. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well, other than that, yeah, it's got the game.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. But I think they already do the skill shit, and that shit ain't seem like it ain't really hitting on nothing either. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Guess I just do my part, not watching and shit.
Yeah, me too.
People who enjoy it, you enjoy it, I guess.
Well, I didn't watch it either. I mean, you was watching. What are you watching?
For a little bit, then I seen that shit. And I kind of like, it was disturbing me as background visual. You know what I'm saying? So like, I was like,
yeah, I didn't,
Jose.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I just, you know, seen the highlights and on Twitter, seen they said Justin Herbert won the little award or whatever. So I was. Because the thing is, it's been like this for a few years now. You know what I mean? So I've been out on that train. Right. You ain't gotta be out there like.
Right, we know this ain't for a shot to go to the Super Bowl. That like that.
Right, but
sheesh, man. This is on national TV. Yeah.
Right, right. But yeah, so I guess speaking of the Super Bowl, we can go ahead and segue to that. It's this weekend, Sunday, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. So I say Pacific. And Hollywood Rams versus the Cincinnati Bengals, man. Nobody saw this coming. Maybe the Rams, because they were like the sexy pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a top pick for the I'm about to say East, the NFC.
Yeah, and no, I don't think nobody really had the Bengals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody, not even Bengals fans.
Right, right, right. And so it's the moment of truth, man. You know, I know we kind of glanced over this a couple of times in the previous podcast, but. Official prediction time, man. What you going with, man? What you rocking with?
It's so tough because, like, I'm just so traditional when it comes to, like, picking shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of, like, just more experiences as a young Bengals team.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as far as their superstars and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm going to go with the Bengals, though, man.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Like, it's tough to, like, really trust Matt Stafford, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got to win it from me, you know what I'm saying? And Justin Herbert in his short career showed me more than Matt Stafford ever has shown me, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, you already know, man. I'm going with the Bengals, man. Hey, some niggas punched that playoff ticket. I was on board, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm just such a huge fan of Joe Burrow, bro. Like, obviously, Jamar Chase and just, I don't know, man. I was just a huge LSU fan. He was special that year. Got to see my man have all put together a Hall of Fame career or something, man. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This would be the nice first step, you know, year two. And Even because I know last year was pretty much the same thing with the Buccaneers, where it's just like, all right, they got the home Super Bowl game. And you know, they had like decent talent, even though I think people thought the Chiefs were probably gonna win anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This just feel like it just feels like everybody's going like, yeah, the Rams, Rams, Rams in the blowout, Rams this, Rams that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I don't know, man. I just feel like the Bengals are gonna be super battle tested. I know they got the shaky O line, but you know, 2.5 weeks to prepare, man. You could put together a nice little scheme or something.
Yeah, hopefully, because I mean they did a good job with so we ain't got the best defensive line or defense, but they did a good job. And Chris Jones didn't disrupt, and Melvin Ingram's been pretty good. And they didn't really, do too much.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So even that's not having a great defensive line, but like players like that should be able to wreak a little bit of havoc on the weak defensive line. The defensive line they gave up 10 sacks in the playoff game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like you said, they definitely come up with a game plan to neutralize. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Donald, Von Miller, they can maybe take a look at and see what San Fran was doing. You know what I'm saying? Because they have Aaron Donald's number.
Yeah, they do. And they also a couple of plays made here and there, and San Fran is in this game too, you know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, definitely can study some film. Obviously the Rams got Jalen Ramsey. I'm more so worried about the Rams offense than anything, you know what I mean? Trying to contain Cooper Kupp, the Odell Beckhams,
Odell.
my man Van Jefferson. I'm not too really worried about the run game because Cam Akers, he's good, but they've never, you know, Sean McVay is going to want to throw this thing all over the place. You know what I mean? So yeah, this I'm going with the Bengals though, man. I'm Joe Burrow got to get this shit, man. You know what I mean? Like we say in basketball all the time, like you just said a few minutes ago about the Hawks and stuff, like you never know when you're gonna get there. You gotta take advantage while you're there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the Rams' second time in 4 years being in the Super Bowl. Ain't no telling when the Bengals might get back. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm going with the Bengals, man. Joe Beezy. If you have any more sports talk.
I think that might be it for sports talk.
Okay.
Oh no. Big story came out after the Pro Bowl. Alvin Kamara.
Okay. Right. Go ahead, lead us in, brother.
So Alvin Kamara was arrested because he allegedly punched a person who was like been catcalling somebody in his party.
Okay.
So, yeah, caused some major damage to the guy. I guess like maybe broke some bones in his eye socket or whatever. So yeah, man, he's facing crazy, crazy charges for that. A lot of legal issues and trouble from the league for that. I think like face up to 5 years in prison.
Right. Yeah, I seen the picture of cousin. Yeah, he definitely did a number on him. I can say that.
Football players be strong as a bug,
Yeah, that's
man.
facts. He work working out like you working out all your muscles, core muscles, you know, the strings, the biceps, and all of that. Yeah, he definitely did a number on cuz.
And you gotta think, like, I ain't saying Alvin Kamara no chump, but he ain't your power backing out like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So imagine getting hit by like a Derrick Henry or something.
No more. Damn, cuz your jaw still broke. That
Yeah.
nigga Derrick Henry shattered that dog, Slim.
But what do you think about this though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's tough because like some of these people are, you know what I'm saying, they product of their environment. You know what I'm saying? But I just think like you gotta be smarter, bro. You're a breadwinner.
Yeah.
Like you at a party, somebody else gotta handle that.
Yeah, I'm about to
If
say somebody
it
in your
gets to that, you know what I'm saying?
somebody in your crew can beat up. I mean, with like a you know, not the body slam or nothing, but it's like a regular fat guy, you know what
Yeah.
I'm saying? Like you said, you're the breadwinner. A super breadwinner too. 150 million or something like that.
Right.
yeah, bro, you can't chance this any jail time at all, these hefty fines, the lawsuit that's going to come from this. Because at the end of the day, catcalling is not illegal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I get it. Go ahead.
I about to say that, like, it's an interesting statement I heard. You know what I'm saying? That's why you keep security around, not to protect people from, you know what I'm saying, not to protect you, but to protect you from people. You know what I'm saying? Right. So like, you don't make these dumb decisions like this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They can step in and de-escalate stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, man. Like, people making millions of dollars like that, like, that'd be a wise investment. You know what I'm saying? Versus gold chains and all that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Pay somebody to be there. Mm-hmm. Have something like this.
All right. I can completely agree. I did have one more tidbit on the sports zone before we hop off the sports. Okay. So this is for Friday, February the 18th, at 11 p.m. This is so late right here, Eastern Conference time. All throughout the pandemic, we've been having these versus battles, right?
Oh, okay.
The first ever sports versus is set to take place. Like I said, Friday, February 18th at 11 p.m., streaming on the Bleacher Report app. We are going to have a highlight reel versus battle between Allen Iverson and Tracy McGrady.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, I did. Like I said, you know, I'd be seeing like little random pictures and articles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did see some with them too. Okay, that's sweet.
Yeah, will you be tuning in?
I don't know. I might watch it after the fact.
Yeah, I might try.
I don't know if I'll watch it live.
Yeah, 11 p.m. Then that's kind
of. You said it was on BleacherReport.com.
What, the app? This is
Bleacher Report. Yeah, I ain't really doing too much. I catch a YouTube journal clip or something. I know somebody going to snatch it.
Right. It also says co-streaming. We will be co-streaming on Instagram and Triller.
Okay.
Right. So I guess
the original people with it. Okay.
Triller, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I would like to watch this, but I don't know if I'm going to be up 11 o'clock watching this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is going to be so nostalgic. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's dope. We need more of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So that the sports topics. Do you want to lead off with the knucklehead, the baby?
Yeah, man. Okay, the baby got into a squabble with his baby mother's brother, and we all knew if you kept up with this, the baby mother is Dani Leigh.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a nasty falling out, you know what I'm saying, over the baby custody and the way he's been treating her and, you know what I'm saying, played mm-hmm. out over Instagram. And her brother, of course, you know what I'm saying, didn't take a liking to that. And if you know the baby, you knew the way her brother was talking to him, it wasn't going to end well.
Right.
Their family, L.A., they're going to run into each other. So last night they ran into each other at a bowling alley, which saw the baby's entourage humble him in the bowling lane, like actually on the bowling lane, slipping and all. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Looked like him by himself, like he ain't really had nobody. Just super unfortunate, man. Like the baby just headline after headline after headline. Like, where does it stop?
All this negativity, and then I know you saw all the people talking about, oh, you know, why they had to jump on and why they had to do this and do that, you know what I'm saying? And I think even she came out and made a statement saying that, you know, he was lame as hell for that, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like you said, you know, at this point, everybody should know how this guy gets down. You know, so I don't know what kind of back and forth they had or whatever, but when you talk like that, you got to be ready for this kind of stuff to happen. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't saying like, Because me, I'm thinking it's past the level of what's right and what's wrong. Now you got to go, like, off of what you know about a person.
Uh-huh.
And if you know you can't back that up, I mean, maybe he thought he could beat him one-on-one. But I'm not too sure, like, how many of these celebrities actually go one-on-one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially if they got, like, an entourage. Not just security, but an entourage. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And just not even security, bro. Like, just people in general. Like, people rarely fight. And if you do, niggas ain't really going one-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I feel like at this point, I know he's probably trying to stick up for his sister, but you gotta like stick up with like actions other than talking or talking trash or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it got to be other things that you can do to like try to alleviate that situation. Because then we done talked about this so many times too. What happens when they like fuck around and get back together or something?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, how's the brother going to feel about that?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, like, it's just, like I said, it's other ways to handle the situation, and that's the way that they should have handled it. But now, this is like, always gonna be some type of bad blood. I don't know. The baby is. Did you have new music out or something? Or
to be honest, I kind of like stopped following music wise. Not because a little bit, I'm kind of getting tired of the antics and the dumb stuff. And yeah, he's like one of them artists who I think is kind of getting played out. Like, he's hot. They put him on every feature, every song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I kind of fall back. And like, he's a person too. Like, along with that overexposure, you know, you heard the criticism of him. He has the same flow. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Not a rapper of substance. So, like, hearing a person over and over, that is not going to work for him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like maybe one or two songs from the baby, and that's it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely not worth, like, all this trouble that he's getting into.
Right.
So, yeah, that's enough for him. I do have a tidbit that I forgot to mention earlier and whatnot. And it's a Home Depot employee scammed the company out of almost $500,000 after switching real money from the register with counterfeit money from Amazon over the span of 4 years.
Wow.
Yep. It says up to $500,000. He was, I guess, stealing the real money, buying the fake money from Amazon and switching it in and out. 4 years, that seems kind of long to get caught, right?
Yeah, man. But you'll be surprised, though. Like, some of these companies, they just have lax procedures, and they don't follow protocol, so it's easy to get away with stuff like this. You know what I'm saying?
That is crazy. That makes me think that there's probably other people out here doing. If you just think, if he would have stopped it after like $100,000, he probably would have never got caught.
Right, but that's how, like, a lot of criminals get caught, man. Just greed, man.
Yeah, like over 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you just think it's so sweet.
Yeah, that's crazy. Another tidbit to talk about was that I know we're talking about this. Joe Biden is in the later stages of finalizing a $30 to $40 million deal. Which would in turn distribute crack pipes to a bunch of drug addicts out here in an effort to stop the spread of the diseases that come from shared and dirty needles. You know, I think there's a handful of diseases, but, you know, most notably AIDS or whatnot. he I guess he's saying if he knows people are not going to stop, at least be safe about it. This is kind of interesting. I definitely want your opinion on this. What do you feel about the president giving out crack pipes?
That's just wild as hell, bro. Like I'm really not with that. And it's like it kind of like reminded me of a topic I had on Facebook or whatever. Just like maybe that's not that extreme, but like one of my homies was like saying, "Let's just make all drugs legal," and I was like, "What?" And essentially, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, like you said, if you can't stop, at least let's try to make it safe. I don't know, that's kind of wild as hell.
Yeah, that's... I kind of feel like, you know, 30 million can go up in other places. You know what I mean? But that's... When I first seen it, I had to read it like twice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
I still don't believe it. You know what
right. Like, is this really saying he's gonna be giving out crack pipes? Like, he's really gonna be like distributing this, and now I kind of feel like that could sway people that's not even on drugs to maybe give it a try. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That was like my whole argument too with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, like I said, that previous conversation is just making it legal. And, like, dude was, like, just didn't see how, like, making everything legal wouldn't be a problem. I'm like, that's just one thing. And I was just thinking, like, even how much, like, people, like, make money off drugs and you just make it just straight legal, how many people might just think, I'm going to just be a drug dealer. You know, since there's so much money in it, it's legal now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that can present problems with turf and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you messing up my money and stuff like that. That can bring violence and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I don't know about all that, man.
Right. And so since we know how, like, the government tends to work and think and whatnot, do you think that potentially this could be the first steps to maybe, like, a cocaine, a crack or something becoming legal?
I wouldn't be surprised. I can see it happening now. Like, if you don't give us the damn pipes, like, that being legalized is not too far behind it, you know what I'm saying? But I just hope not, bro. Like, that'd be a crazy situation.
Yeah, America would definitely go down the drain. It's already down the drain, but everything just seems like out of whack, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, what else could we possibly have? So before I kick it back to you, last tidbit I wanted to talk about, well, not the last, but before I kick over to you, is Bob Saget. You know, a couple of weeks we talked about his untimely passing. And new details have surfaced about just what caused him to pass away. You know, it was about a month or so ago, he was found in his hotel room, allegedly died in his sleep. And now what they're saying is he more than likely hit his head on something. And because it probably seemed like a minor thing to him, he didn't pay it no mind. But they say he had he was on blood thinners. And so what happens with that is if you have any like type of hit or anything like that, then because you have extra blood in your body, it tends to like leak places. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So apparently he hit his head, and they did say he had a nice bruise on his head when they found him, and it caused his brain to bleed.
Ooh.
Which is what killed him or whatever. So I guess it's just, you know, that's the official cause of death. It's accidental. He hit his head on something. He probably didn't think nothing of it. It's just a normal bruise. But when you're on like blood thinners and stuff like that, it's best to be safe than sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was a tidbit on Bob Saget. Again, you know, legend gone too soon. Rest in peace to him. So what else did you have? Did you want to go get into the Snoop Dogg? What you want to do?
I kind of want to, I guess since we're like kind of like down, sad, morbid. I guess keep it dead, and then we can end on some lighter topics or whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
Joe Rogan. I know if you guys aren't under a rock, you done heard like a lot of commotion about the Joe Rogan situation. Always kind of been like in the headlines to some people, spreading false information about the COVID vaccine and just COVID in general. But as of recently, you know, saying videos have resurfaced of him saying the N-word.
Right.
And, amongst the other controversy with the whole COVID stuff, like a lot of people were putting their songs on Spotify. Now with that drop, the viral video, Spotify has came out and had to speak on that. Definitely had to speak on that. I think his name, Daniel Ek, came out and had a whole conversation, a whole apology, apologizing to the community, the staff for the behavior, but they don't think silencing Joe Rogan is the way to go about it. And how do you feel about this whole Joe Rogan thing? Have you ever listened to Joe Rogan?
yeah and no. So okay. Now, do I go out my way to listen to him fully? Hell no. But I do got a couple of bros that like listen to him and into him. So, you know, they take interest in their interest. I've gave it a couple of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, from what I've seen, he was pretty like funny, you know, stand up guy. You know what I mean? Seemed to be pretty insightful.
Right.
And you know, there you have the. I didn't know anything about this video until it resurfaced. You know what I mean?
Same.
I didn't like the video because he was not only did he say whoever he was talking to, he was egging him on to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I completely did not like that because then it became like a joke in the game to them.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't really know how to process it, because it's like, you know, we kind of know like these white people how they really feel,
right?
And it's just, I don't know, continue on with the war, I guess. Well, how you feel about that?
I hate it. Like I'm kind of like done with them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I can't really cancel somebody. I don't really watch it all like that. But like, like, screw them. But my thing is, it's funny, right? I guess because he's has like whatever, so much power, or whatever. So like, I heard like NDRE and I heard like Joe and on the guys on Joe Budden podcast, they are reluctant to call him a racist.
Wow.
Right, and that's what kind of like I'm taken aback by. Like, how do you not call this guy a racist? He's saying the N-word with the hard R numerous times. Like you say, he's egging people on. Like you said, this guy, like, good, better, or different, he isn't an idiot. He knows what he's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He knows he shouldn't be saying it. There were, but like, people are like reluctant to call him a racist, though.
Right.
But you will go out your way and describe you going to a black area as it looks like Africa. Oh, it reminded me of Planet of the Apes. Like, that is rhetoric of a racist.
Right.
I don't know if they just doing that to protect their political connects or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Not to go full throttle on it or whatever. But like, come on, bro.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of it is, and it comes down to, like you said, the political connects. Low key, Joe Rogan might be sponsoring a few of these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or they have some type of business venture together that it would mess up. I, like you said, man, like I will be completely out on Joe Rogan. Like, I don't want to. And it's crazy because I know people still going to be like slicing them up and this and that. Half of the battle itself is like when he does stuff like this, or when white people do stuff like this, like a lot of black people be so accepting of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's just Joe Rogan. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I completely agree with you on this one, man.
Yeah, like, his apology just seemed like bull crap. You know, the classic white person line, oh, black people say it is a term of endearment, and then, like, come on, bro, like, we don't say it with the ER like that, and, like, you still, you white, bro, you know you're not supposed to be saying the word. Like, I don't know just why they just be so enamored to say the word, bro. Like, they be so pressed, like, there's one word you can say, they like, nah, I'm gonna get it off.
Right. Like, but, you're not gonna tell us what to do. We run this.
Yeah, and they just know they can get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how, like, he probably won't see no repercussions, but, like, Whoopi Goldberg says something and then instantly suspended. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. But that's all I had on Joe Rogan. And on some lighter topics, like, we kind of broke the news about Rihanna and ASAP. And it seems to me Moneybagg Yo and Ari might be expecting as well.
Okay.
Moneybagg Yo put up a cryptic tweet. Not too cryptic, because he had like a baby emoji, the baby bottle emoji, the thumbs up emoji, and the champagne being popped emoji. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they have fully announced it yet, but a premature congratulations to them too.
Good, good. Congratulations to them, Moneybagg Yo and Ari. Gotta hurry up and get on, man. All the little bad chicks gonna be all taken up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my man, you ain't gotta worry about it, man. Be a bachelor, man. Hey, crazy fun. By the day. You probably don't want none of them anyway, man. I mean, not for the long term, I should say. Anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I'm like, when it comes to females, I'm big on like personality, and now those chicks like. They be saying like too uptight for me and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It's like, especially like you know what I mean? Well, maybe because of the platforms I follow them on. Mm-hmm. I don't really hear him talk too much. But then like when I do hear him talk, it's always the all money, let's grind, build something, buy me a business.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like I said, like I mean I tried to explain it to you before, like, man, I get it, but like sometimes it comes off as too corny, too pushy, you know what I'm saying? Too fake, too unauthentic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, niggas like the whole, oh, I sleep when I die type, you know what I'm saying? Like, shut up, you gotta sleep.
Yeah. And that's what I, like, the one thing, that's not, one thing I don't like motivational speakers always, like, throwing in their little videos and stuff like that. Like, if you got to lose sleep sometimes, and I'm like, yo, The richest niggas in the world ain't losing sleep, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I don't know.
Yeah, it just always come off with some corny machismo stuff, man. It's like always irritating.
Right.
They always come off as know-it-alls and all that type stuff.
Yeah. But shout out to Moneybagg Yo and Ari, man.
Oh, definitely shout out to Moneybagg Yo and Ari. And I think the last topic I have, which is another good feel-good story, Snoop Dogg spinning the block and buying Death Row Records. And he is the owner of Death Row Records. So this is interesting. Good for Snoop. You know what I'm saying? He always dabbling in ventures. And this is especially as of recently, you know what I'm saying, him really doing something with music. So I'm definitely interested to see what he can do with this Death Row, like your rebranding, what kind of artists can he groom and stuff like that.
Like this is low key like a big deal to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as much as I call Jay-Z the GOAT, my favorite artist of all time is Tupac. You know, but from a technical standpoint, I've appointed Jay-Z to go based on like resume. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was such a big fan of Death Row, bro. Like, I still have a chain and everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is. the Snoop Dogg, the Dr. Dre's, the Tupac's, and the Nate Dogg's, and the DJ Quick, you know, the Michelle A's, and the Dog Pound, and Lady of Rage, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it wasn't for Rockefeller, probably would be like one of the greatest factions ever. I'm on one, arguably the greatest faction ever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, you want to talk about, like, KD joining the Warriors? That was Tupac signing the Death Row. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that was niggas already, like, basically at the top, and then just was ODing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you said, man, like, I remember being younger, and after Tupac had died, and Suge Knight had went to jail for like a long time, and Tupac was kind of, I mean, Snoop Dogg was kind of like stranded on death row. Dr. Dre had left, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all full circle, and now he owns it, man. Go ahead and tweet him, see if I can get me a new chain or something, man. But that's dope, bro. Real dope.
Matter of fact, so he bought it. Didn't one like them toy companies buy the junk? Was that official? Like,
yeah, they,
Hasbro, I think, or something like that.
I think they did buy it, but you know, they probably bought it for nostalgic purposes. Though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. That was a waste of money. Like, what are you about to do with Death Row Records?
Because remember, we were saying it's about to be like a Death Row monopoly and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting to see what he's doing, and I know that's probably a feel good moment for him because last time he was on Death Row was like a, you know, it was ran by Fear and all of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you can sign you some Cali rappers or whoever you want to sign and go from there. I'm proud of him, man.
Yeah, definitely proud of Uncle Snoop.
Yeah. So
I think that's about it. That's all I got on my
Yeah, we had pretty much like the same topics outside of those couple of tidbits I had. So get to these what the F facts, or you want to do the song junk first? Which one are we doing?
Don't matter to me.
All right, let's do the what the F facts. So mine's, let me pull it up right quick. Mine's is kind of cool. All right. So, one of the greatest comedians of all time, Richard Pryor. I know you heard of him. No people have heard of him, right?
Uh-huh.
So, as him, for him being one of the most iconic comedians of all time, the comedy wasn't his first love. And it wasn't the first thing that he was super successful at. So my what the fuck fact of today is, before hitting the big stage for comedy, he used to hit the big stage for music. Richard Pryor was an absolute singing sensation before he decided to jump ship and do comedy.
Wow.
He was a very talented blues singer, and he was so talented that he used to open up, I think they said, for Nina Simone.
Mm-hmm.
But he also used to run shows with Bob Dylan, one of the most iconic artists of all time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Says people used to love to go see him because he had an incredible voice. And he also used to do a very, very awkward bow at the end of his performances that make people wanted to hug him. Did you know this about Richard Pryor?
Not at all. Never heard it at all.
That is absolutely stunning to me. That is my what the fuck fact of today.
All right. I can't beat that. I got like a small
chill, chill, chill.
You know, so I'm gonna definitely come harder next week. But this is like one of the ones I was thinking about using last week, and I actually found one that was better. But couldn't really find one this week, so I'll go with this one. So what if I told you around the world and even amongst you here, there are fake buildings?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So these fake buildings aren't like fake, but they aren't what you think they are. Like, you ever walk past a building and think, like, what's here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Those could possibly be substations for the subway. So I was reading about it, and it's something you wouldn't really think about too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, subways, trains take a lot of power.
Right.
Right. And it's two type of different powers, AC and DC.
Okay.
DC is the better one, but it doesn't really work for long range. So to make the subway work proper, they had to build these substations all over the world, all over the city, to keep the subway powered. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they go as far as to make some of these buildings look super extravagant, but they're pretty much hollow inside with just the machinery, just the power. So, like, it was crazy. I was watching a video, and they were showing some of these jungles, like, they usually go, like, super far out form, like, back in the day, like, crazy-looking, castle-looking type things.
Okay.
But, like, now, like, sometimes you might just see, like, a regular little box, you know what I'm saying? And it's gated or whatever. It looked like some electrical type stuff.
Right.
Like, back in the day, like, some of them jungles were, like, castles. They even used like storefronts, and they used to have like the windows with like appliances in the front.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't actually a real store, like, you know what I'm saying, just a couple of engineers working, make sure all the machinery is running right, just to power the subway station. So that's my little
that's tough
for this for this week.
That's tough, man. I think about it, just be knocking on random buildings and shit, wondering if it's real or not, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I have a little bit of breaking news before we get to the songs or whatever.
All right.
As you know, it's trade deadline day. It's also the All-Star Game draft. So as we speak, Kevin Durant and LeBron James just drafted their teams or whatever. Team LeBron, coming off the bench, will be Fred VanVleet, Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell, James Harden, Darius Garland, Luka Doncic, and Jimmy Butler. And the starters he's drafted, it'll be LeBron James, obviously, Nikola Jokic, DeMar DeRozan, Steph Curry, and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay.
Team KD, coming off the bench, will be Karl Anthony Towns, DeJounte Murray, Chris Middleton, Zach LaVine, Rudy Gobert, Devin Booker, and LaMelo Ball. And the starting five, because KD is injured, will consist of Ja Morant, Trae Young, Andrew Wiggins, Joel Embiid, and Jason Tatum.
Cool.
Yeah, so that is the All-Star Game for next week. Have we ever seen this before? The Super Bowl and the All-Star Game and back-to-back weekends? I don't think we've ever had this before.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah, that's and maybe because they keep pushing the Super Bowl back or something. But yeah, that's the exclusive drafted teams from KD and LeBron. But with that being said, we can get into these. Our last segment of the day, we called it Hand-Me-Down Hits. Hit songs that were passed by certain artists and went on to become hits from other artists. So I have a couple here, or do you just want to go first, or the matter, or
it don't matter. I got a couple too. I got two too. So I, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay, cool.
I got one because I wasn't sure if I got two because I wasn't sure if, you know what I'm saying, you might use one of mine.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. I was thinking the same thing and shit. So one of 50 Cent's biggest hits is Candy Shop. That was off his sophomore album, The Massacre, featured Olivia. This song was a mega hit in the radio and in the clubs. It was a sexual love-esque type song. And did you know, and this is a cool one right here, that the song was originally made for Fat Joe.
Wow.
And why I say this is so cool is because that I'm not, it's cool to me, idiotic on the part of Fat Joe. This was around the time where they had their little beef or whatever, right?
That's the first thing I was thought of.
So, Fat Joe had co-produced the song with Scott Storch. And he, I think Scott Storch had, you know, he was a real close to 50 Cent and them or whatever. I think he left 50 Cent here and 50 Cent wanted the song. So when Scott Storch told 50 that, you know, this was Fat Joe's song or whatever, you know, and mind you, they still had their little squad, their little problems going on. 50 Cent immediately asked Fat Joe to name a price or whatever. Fat Joe, he said, seemed reluctant at first, but then agreed to give the rights of the song to 50 Cent, and the rest was history. Fat Joe was quoted as saying he knew Candy Shop would be a big hit because his Lean Back song was a big hit. And when he wrote Lean Back, it was the same time frame that he had kind of started to write the frames of Candy Shop. Now, he didn't write the whole Candy Shop song. He just wrote that, like, I think the chorus.
Yeah.
And I think a little bit of 50 Cent. I think he did use a little bit of, like, the lines or whatever. But yeah, that was the hand-me-down hit. That's crazy, right?
That's super crazy. like you said, always try to picture Fat Joe singing Candy Shop.
Right. And who would the female would have been, like Ashanti or something?
Probably so.
Yeah. So I have another one. And oh yeah. So this one is from Jay-Z and Kanye West. We all know the Watch the Throne album came out around 2010-ish, featuring their mega hit Niggas in Paris. This song was originally constructed for Pusha T. Pusha T was in the studio with Kanye and somebody else. I forget his name. Sorry for forgetting your name. Where the beat, the Niggas in Paris beat, was brought to him and played. Said, had a concept for it, played the beat for Pusha T. First thing Pusha T said was, this sounds like some video game type of shit. Get it the fuck out of here. Turned down the song. He said, he even said, like, I think this says, 2 hours later, came back with same beat, with a little more structure to the song, the whole Niggas in Paris part, I'm guessing. Still turned it down. He says, Kanye West got a wind of it, and it was history from there.
Wow. But I can see Pusha, because Pusha, I mean, not to disrespect, that's my guy. He's like one of the best lyricists in the game. Mm-hmm. It ain't about coke.
He could have made it about cocaine, man. You know? But yeah, that's my two for the day. Hand me down here. Go ahead, sir.
That's great. Thank you. And just to bridge from your picks to my picks, Kanye was always involved. He also involved in one of mine.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the hit song Gold Digger?
Yes.
Man. Are you familiar with Shauna?
Uh-huh.
The rapper under Ludacris, the female rapper?
Mm-hmm.
She turned this down. And, like, this, that's a colossal hit. Like, we haven't even heard nothing from Shauna since that one little, what, Summer or whatever.
All right.
This song was on the Billboard top charts for 10 weeks straight.
Yeah.
He won a Grammy for best rap performance.
Yeah.
Kanye wrote this joint for, she turned it down.
Yeah, Gold Digger was definitely crazy. I don't. Maybe from a female perspective or something. But I guess it would have been slightly different.
Yeah, it definitely had to be different. He, because Kanye definitely switched the words and made it,
yeah, like
for a male or whatever.
Right, right.
But I can hear it though. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like it'd have been ahead of his time. You know what I'm saying? Like how females pop their stuff now.
Right. I ain't saying I'm a gold digger, but I ain't fucking with no broke nigga.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That shit. She probably could have had one with it.
Yeah, that would have been a mega hit on her end.
Yeah, if it was carried out right, especially if Kanye would have stayed with it and produced it or whatever, then
maybe
he could have brought it to life. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Shauna had to start Star Power alone to push it.
How about say maybe get a Luda feature or something?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's all right. But that's the thing. Like now, the songs that we normally been doing. You would think, that was Kanye in his early days and this and that. That gold digger time period, Kanye was down like, you know what I'm saying?
He was hot.
I might not turn down nothing from him off the strip.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like you say, I do that just cause, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was tripping, bro. I don't know. She thought she was just about to blow and, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, facts.
That beat was too hard too. So it was, I don't know, bro.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx.
Right.
Ah, damn.
She missed one with that one because I ain't heard nothing from Shauna since.
Hey, that's great right there.
All right, my second one. This is a even bigger blunder.
Mm-hmm.
This song. I think it was 2014.
Mm.
Billboard number one song of the year. Grammy for best music video. Best selling song that year. 6.45 million copies sold.
Mm.
This song, written by Pharrell, was shot to CeeLo.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think I
just CeeLo turned this down, or I think the label turned it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was focusing on a Christmas album that I didn't even know CeeLo had a Christmas album. Okay. Do you know said song? So you say you know.
Yeah, I know. Because I was going to pick It Was Happy. I was going to do that one. And I was like, nah, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I can see CeeLo doing that.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. That would have been amazing for CeeLo. I think CeeLo definitely would have rocked that.
Yeah, he definitely. That probably would have been a big hit either way.
Yeah, and it said that CeeLo actually recorded the joint and everything, and Pharrell is on record saying his version is way better.
Yeah, see, I can.
In his own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't get that far. But yeah, he got that personality.
Right.
Yeah. CeeLo, man, dang. I want to. What the hell the team raps doing, man?
Yeah, man. They wild. How you let that go, bro?
Yeah. Like, CeeLo, Gnarls, Barkley, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I was just thinking that. I was like thinking that how far was that away from the little Crazy song and all that? I think he had another hit after the Crazy joint, too, I want to say.
Yeah. I used to be singing the shit out of that, though, especially when I broke up with my girl. Like, what the fuck? You ride around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. Yeah.
Hey, 2 minutes per second right there, man. Like, you messed up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't heard from him. We haven't heard from him since then, right?
Yeah, the last thing I heard is like on to that whole little hoax with the whole Samsung phone blew up in the face or something.
Fake ass, yeah, little he tried to come out say it was a skit and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely could see him rocking that joint though.
Yeah, I think that was my first choice and I was like, I don't know, let me get one in the tuck, and then I came across the Kanye joint. So I was like, well, if he picked one, I got one of them.
Yeah, I was close to doing it too. I was like, damn, this is like monumental and shit. But then I was like, well, you know, I was gonna go Kanye and Jay over them and shit, you know what I'm saying? So yeah,
but I just thought that was interesting that Gold Dig was originally for Shauna though. DTP.
Mm-hmm. And no wonder Ludacris was cutting them left and right, man.
None of them niggas did nothing, man. Hold on. Was Chingy DDP?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Chingy had an eye, Lord.
Yeah. He got caught up with the little tranny. Derailed
him and stuff.
Yeah. Tranny lied on him saying that they were screwing around and all that. And then came out after he done. Because, you know, back then, if that would have happened now, people probably still would have been rocking with Chingy to a degree. You know, back then, that was like career suicide and shit.
Right.
Yeah. So, then it came out after the nigga career done derailed. And then it came out, yeah, I made up the whole thing and this and that. I just needed attention to get my stuff going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was sued.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But, yeah, Chingy definitely had a little run, man. But good stuff today, my brother.
Likewise, man. Yeah. Always a blast on these.
Facts, super facts. This another Head for the Hills podcast, and we out.
Bye.